This call is being recorded.
And I had no idea where I was going to find this. There's five books, and they're each about 200 and something pages. So I say, okay, you want me to read this? You got to tell me where this is, because I'm not going to sit here and read all these books again. And they said page 110. Okay. So I opened up to page 110 in the second book. So I went to the second book, page 110 in the second book, and opened it up, and I started to read it, and it didn't seem to jive. So I closed the book. I'm sorry. No, they didn't say page 110. No, they did not say that. They just said open the book. So I opened the book. I opened to page 110, and what I read there didn't seem to go with what it needed to be. So I closed the book, and I said, again, all right, if you want me to do this, then tell me where it is. So I opened the book. Guys, please. Stop doing that. So I open, because everything, every time you do that, it takes my attention away and I lose focus here. So anyway, I opened the book again, and I opened right to page 110 again. And then I read a little bit more, and then I said, okay, this is what you wanted. So that's how this came about. It has to do, again, with tonight's session, with universal mind consciousness. And I remember back in 1991, 1990, something like that, after I'd read these books. My ex-wife and I at that time, or my wife at that time, now an ex-wife, we went to Hawaii. And I had read about contacting universal mind consciousness, and I tried it when we were in Hawaii. And so I'm sitting on the beach. I know I've told this story, but maybe not everybody heard it. So actually, it was raining a lot while we were there. I think we were there for like a week and a half or something, and it was raining quite a bit. So I didn't get to go to the beach like I wanted to and sit in the sun and all that. And it was the last day before we were going to leave. And I said, well, let's just go down to the beach and see what happens. So we did, and we got down to the beach, and she didn't like it, of course, but we're laying there on the beach, and it's overcast, completely overcast over the whole beach. And I started to practice what I had read in there, which might have been a different part of the book, but this still has something to do with it. So I started to practice that, what we're going to basically be doing tonight. And after I came out of it, I looked up, opened my eyes, and I looked up, and the sun was out over the beach. It was like a circle over the beach. And the sun was there, stayed out for about 2 hours, and then went overcast again after that. But it was enough time to get what I wanted from, you know, getting some sun on the beach. So it worked out, you know, just perfectly. So we can contact universal mind, universal consciousness, quantum field. There's all these different names for it now. And it is all about manifestation. So it's about manifestation. You can manifest anything you want. So let me read this now. I lied last night. I said 2 pages. I think it's about 4 pages. And I hope I can see this. No, I can't. And I didn't bring my flashlight. Shoot. No.
No.
I don't use glass. I need light. What I need. Yeah, that's all I need is light. Yeah. Just a flashlight. I'd use mine on my cell phone, but I can't. So it sucks. Oh, this is Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. It's a 5-book series. Maybe some of you don't know. I just assumed. Yeah. I'm good here, I think.
That's bigger.
Yes, this will work. Okay. So anyway, these books were written by a guy named Baird Spaulding, who was part of a group that went over to India back in the early 1900s, I think it was. And he went over with this group, and they went over there specifically to take tablets that had been found or something like that and to transcribe them into English. So they're all doing that there. And as, along the way, they meet ascended masters. Okay, they don't know that at first, but by the time they're done with it, they understand what was going on because they do all kinds of these miracles and things like that in front of them, including they met Yeshua, they met the Buddha, you know, in person, physical manifestations. And then wrote these books from that whole journey that they went. They wound up going to Tibet and all kinds of stuff for that. So that's where these all came from. And when I read these back there, I was like, wow, that was amazing. Okay, so. Okay, so here it goes. We know that the ideals we see in the lives of others take root in our lives and in compliance with the divine law, bring forth after their kind. As long as we believe in the power of sin and see the effect of sin as a reality, the punishment of that sin will be vital in our own lives. But as we give to ourselves and others truly righteous thoughts for all inharmonious ones, we are making ready the harvest of a great spiritual feast, which is certain to follow the seed time. This, by the way, is it's an ascended master that's saying these words to this group that's there. Thus, forgiveness has a twofold mission. It frees both the erring and the loving one, for back of the application of forgiveness is a deep and radiant love, a love founded on principle, a love that desires to give for the joy of giving with no thought of reward, save that of the Father's approval in the words, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." When I first opened the book to this page that time, I read that paragraph and I thought, well, this isn't what I want. Okay, then I read further. These words are just as true for us as they are true of Jesus. Your sins, sickness, or discord are no more part of God or your true self than fungi are a part of the plants to which they attach themselves. They are the false excrescences, something like that, which have gathered upon your bodies as a result of wrong thinking. The thought of the disease and the disease are merely the cause and the effect. Erase, forgive the cause, and the effect disappears. Erase the false belief, and sickness vanishes. This was the only method of cure that Jesus ever resorted to. He erased the false image in the consciousness of the one to whom he ministered. He first raised the vibrations of his body by connecting his own thoughts with those of divine mind and holding his own thoughts steadfastly in accord with those of the perfection of the divine mind for man. Then the vibrations of his body became equal to the vibrations in divine mind. Having thus raised the vibrations of his own body by his steadfast thought of the divine perfection, he was able to raise the vibrations of the body of the applicant with the withered arm to the point where he could erase the image of the withered arm from his own consciousness. Then Jesus could say to him, "Stretch forth your hand." He stretched it forth and it became whole. Thus, Jesus raised the vibrations of his own body by seeing the divine perfection for all, and this enabled him to raise the vibrations of the one he healed until the image of imperfection was entirely erased. Then perfection was instantaneous, and the forgiveness was complete. You will soon find that by fixing your thoughts and attention steadfastly on God and his divine perfection, you can raise the vibrations of your body so that they will blend so harmoniously with those of the divine perfection that you are absolutely one with the divine perfection and then thus one with God. You are then able to influence the vibrations of the bodies of others with whom you come in contact, that they see the perfection that you see. Thus, you may fulfill the divine mission and your part is complete. Or you may see imperfection and thus lower the vibrations until imperfection is the result. But if you do this, you cannot escape reaping the harvest of the seed you have sown. God works through all to carry out his perfect plan and the perfect loving thoughts continually going forth from the hearts of all are God's own message to his children. By the way, all these references to God and everything, when they were talking to them back there, they were very, you know, Christian oriented and very much into the whole religious thing. That's why it's saying God and not prime creator, you know, whatever. They probably might not have understood that as much. It is these thoughts that keep the vibrations of our bodies in direct touch with the divine and perfect vibrations. And this seed is the word of God that finds lodgment in every receptive part, whether man be consciously aware of his divine nature or not. We are approaching more fully to our divine inheritance when we can keep our thoughts so fully upon our divine perfection and the divine perfection of all as held in the mind of God, that the vibrations of our body are in direct harmonious accord and one with the divine vibration sent out from the mind of God. Notice how many times they're saying the word vibration. I mean, what have they been talking to us about on and on and on, you know, in our group? Vibrations, consciousness. Okay. But in order to bring forth the abundant harvest of spiritual understanding, our thoughts must continuously vibrate with and lay hold of the perfect harmonious thoughts from divine mind or mind of God to man, his beloved son. We soon find we have the power to enslave or to free ourselves, as well as to forgive every sin of the whole human family through our attitude of thought, word, or deed, and through the vibrations thus released to the whole world. Once having chosen to shape our thoughts along definite lines, we soon find that we are sustained by omnipotence itself and find as we go through the discipline necessary to assure ourselves of mastery that it is a glorious privilege, this power which we have to free ourselves and our fellow men from bondage through the process of divine thinking. All of Jesus's healings were on the basis of removing the mental cause. So we find that it is necessary to reduce the idealism of Jesus to practical demonstration. And by so doing, we find we are only doing that which he enjoined us to do. Many sins vanish at the first few rays of light shed into the dark concept, while others, more firmly rooted in consciousness, require patience and perseverance to overcome. The forgiving love of Christ must prevail if we do not obstruct but give it full sway. True forgiveness purifies and blesses all and begins in the heart of the individual. This is, at first, a thought reformation and thus a resurrection. Realizing that God is the only mind and this mind is pure and holy will do much to keep one holding steadfastly and worshipingly the truth that the mind of Christ is having its perfect way in you and establishes you in these harmonious constructive thought currents. You become aware that you are always in the ever-flowing stream, go with the flow, of the loving thoughts which God is pouring out to his children. I added the go with the flow part there. You will soon know that you are fast approaching a period in which you will be living in a world of thinkers. You will know that thought is the most potent agency in the universe. You will soon recognize that thought is the mediator between divine mind and every bodily ailment or discord in the world. If you practice looking immediately to the divine mind, the kingdom within, when discord or inharmony arise, you are immediately united with divine ideas, and you will find that divine love is ever ready to give its healing balm of pure love to those who seek. Jesus lives today to wipe out of human consciousness the power and reality of sin and its effects. Fresh from the heart of love, he came, understanding the relation between God and man, and in his fearless free recognition of spirit as the only power. He proclaimed the supremacy of divine law, which, when understood and applied to every act of living, will transform suffering men into radiant beings and usher in the only real kingdom of perfect citizenship, the kingdom of heaven upon earth. The end. Well, not the end, but the end for that. So what does that all mean?
Raise your vibration.
It's a lot of words. What is it?
Raise your vibration.
Lift your consciousness.
Can you see that first? Is it like the first paragraph in the... what was that first paragraph about? The second
subdivision. I don't remember now.
You're raising yourself up to the divine consciousness. Yeah. And that's what I got out of it. And at being one with that divine.
Okay, hold on. We're going to change this. Instead of question and answer from me, they're going to do question and answer with them. So hold on. Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Om. Greetings to you. I want to start here with you to take it a little further with this concept here. Not that the games cannot handle it, but we thought it might be a little bit better if we took over here somewhat. That is okay with you? Okay, so the James asked the question, what was that all about? What did that mean? And you said raising your vibration, being in higher consciousness, all of these things. Do you have more or do you have questions on this?
Yes, I do. And they're talking about sin in there. Of course, that's where they were with the Christianity and all. But we don't say sin anymore.
Correct.
Okay. I guess I almost answered my own question, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Funny how many of you do that. Lots of times.
I don't know.
But it is enjoyable to us. We get lots of jollies out of this.
So do we. Listen, okay.
Do you have questions?
Well, yes.
Very good.
The question is, when we are in those periods of time, look how much we have grown. How much have we grown? And you talk about, I don't want to bring up another subject, but can you tell us how we have grown and what has made us realize maybe that we have grown?
Well, let's see. When you were a baby, you were small, and then you grew along the years, and you have grown to about 5'2", something like that. Is that right?
You have seen me.
We are, of course, joking with you here. How have you grown? And we know you are speaking in terms of spiritually. We just like to have some fun here now. Open it up a little bit. Get crazy, okay?
I love it.
Very good. And how much have you grown? Now, we are not going to speak just to you who is asking this question,
right,
but to all of you. And not only all of you in Ancient Awakenings, but all of you through the collective here have grown tremendously.
But speaking of those of the light warriors and light workers, those who have come here to follow a mission, those of you have grown quite a bit from the times when you first entered this this evolution, we will say, after that of Lemuria and early Atlantis. You have grown tremendously since then because you found yourselves after that in somewhat of dark ages. You even call it the dark ages, no?
Yeah.
And you had lost your abilities, your magical abilities, those things which you could do, which looking at it today would have been those things that Yeshua did and were considered miracles. Well, you did those things before, not only here in this planet, in this evolution, but coming before here from other systems. You did many of these types of things. You had what we call the gifts of spirit. And they are coming back, are they not?
Yeah.
Those of you that were out there the last evening and you saw the flybys,
Yeah. You
saw them because you have those eyes to see now. You, not that someone looking up at the sky, anyone looking up at the sky would have seen those, and they would have said, well, there's a jet or a plane and no big deal. And then they move on with their life. And they would not have noticed, though, that one and then two and then three and four and five and six and seven and so on were coming across in the same exact direction, the same exact flight plan. And they carried no noise except for one purposefully to show you the difference there. And there was no discharge behind them, what you call the contrails. There was nothing of this nature at all. And they looked very similar to each one. How many times have you looked up into the sky and seen your airplanes and jets, and they all do not look alike, do they? You have the blue ones and the red ones and all these different colored planes and jets and all of this. These were all the same. And what was given to the James last evening, after all of this, was that it was not 15 or more separate ships. It was three Pleiadian ships that came over and over and over and over. And they went into a portal on the other side and came back out in from the other side to come over again, and kept doing this and doing this to show you that anything is possible and probable here in this case. So how have you grown? My goodness, we could not even, we could write books on this part. You have grown tremendously, but it is not important whether we think you have grown. It is important whether you think you have. And if you are asking that question, dear sister, then we kind of wondered. You know you have grown, have you, do you not?
I could tell you. If
you could tell us many stories.
Oh,
you know.
I agree with that. I do look back. And now since you mentioned it, and I can see 10 years maybe in our time and where I was then, and then where I was maybe 10 more years. And then now where I'm at, yes, I can see I have grown. I have grown.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We will liken this to the movie, The Matrix, of course, here. And we would say that those of you that know this, this expression with the Neo there, and how it is when Neo came to the realization that he was more than what he had thought he was, when he could stand up to the forces of darkness, in this case, those of the ones in black in that movie, these Mr. Smith and the others. And he was able to stand up to them, not beat them yet. He could not defeat them yet because he did not fully believe yet. This is where you all are. You are at that point where you are beginning now to believe. But when you come to the point where you can stick out your hand as he did and stop the bullet, not literally, of course, for you, but be able to do such as this, then you know you have arrived on your ascension. Okay?
Okay.
Does this help?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm really growing.
We are all growing. We included. There is no, you must understand here, there is no end to that. Growth is growth. It continues on. It is infinity. You grow because Prime Creator needs to continue to grow as well. You see? Universal consciousness, source of all in this universe, continues to grow as well. So why would you ever stop growing? Because if you stop, then Prime Creator stops. You see?
One who serves.
Yes.
You know, I'm glad that this whole topic of sin has come up, because I thought a lot about, you know, because sins are referenced a lot in the Bible, and sins and punishment, sins and forgiveness, and I've come to just view sins as both teachers and learning experiences, and to not judge them, or the perpetrators of them, although, as you well know, I'm still kind of struggling with that one. But, so I kind of see them as part of our growth experience. And I guess I'd just like to know from you if you feel that I'm on the right track. And that's what helps me to forgive any of my shortcomings that I remember, say, from this lifetime, is that I look back on them and I see that I failed, or whatever you want to call it, because I was short-tempered with that person or didn't act in as loving a way as I could have. And so I learned from those. And so I consider them learning experiences and teachers.
Yes, but what is your question here?
Well, I guess I just want to know if I'm on the right track, if it can be thought of in that way, or if I'm...
We give it to you in this way. This is more of what you might call a Confucius saying. If you are on the track... No, hold on. You are on the right track if you are on track. You understand this?
I think I do, and I do feel like I'm on track, so thank you.
There you go.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. So this was really important for me to hear, the part about seeing the perfection in everyone, and even when... I assume when you look in the mirror, seeing the perfection, the divine perfection, as you know, you might know, I had a debacle, which was all about me not seeing the divine perfection of me. So, and that created some health issue in the body. But anyway, what I would like to know is, how does it look in concrete space and time? Like when one looks in the mirror, or when one sees a human being that doesn't, has whatever going on health-wise, or maybe obesity or brokenness or whatever, what's going on in our head that is seeing the divine perfection? In other words, what does it sound like? What are the thoughts? What are the words? What are the thinkings that would be?
We tell you, when you look in the mirror, if you see, looking back at you, the face that you are now in your physical body, then you are not seeing the divine perfection within you. You are not seeing the higher self within you. You're not seeing the light within you. Therefore, when someone looks into the mirror and does not like what they see, does not feel that their body is what they want it to be or whatever, then they are not seeing that divine perfection within them. They are not seeing the source within them. But now, if you take your third eye, as it is becoming more and more enhanced, and you look in that mirror, and you look beyond the physical visage that is there, then everything else opens up to you. Your vibration increases, your consciousness increases, and you begin to see that divine perfection within you. And at that point, you know that you are the source within yourself. You see?
Wow, yeah, thank you, thank you. That,
try it, you'll like it.
I'm going to try it. And then we got the issue with the third
this
eye.
Is what, this is what the Donald here was told by Yeshua, what was two advances or so ago, when he was told to wake up the next morning and look into the mirror and look beyond the visage, the physical body as it was, and see it in perfection. It is what was just read by the James here in the book, where Yeshua looked beyond the physical ailment that was showing there and saw the perfection within that one, saw the divine purity within that one, the consciousness, the higher consciousness within that one. And when he was able to do that, he was then able to send in a way that consciousness to the one, so he or she could then take it within themselves and begin to believe it them also. And then once this was done, then the healing at a scientific level, not at a miracle level. We want you to understand this more and more. They were not miracles. That because all of you can do the same thing. All of these things I do, so can ye do also. And more of these things shall ye do. This is what he said. And it is so real then, just as so real today, just as it was then. And even more so today. Okay?
Yeah, that's a lot
so
different.
See the beauty within you. Do not see the ugliness, or what you would perceive as the ugliness. Do not see any ugliness. In fact, do not look at the world and see ugliness. See beauty everywhere. And then when you do this, you will look beyond the concrete buildings and the dilapidated homes and all of these things that are you're seeing, because you are looking for those things. But if you look beyond them and look for the beauty in nature, you will not see those things of the three-dimensional illusion anymore. And the more that you as the collective no longer see those things, they will cease to appear more and more. And you will replace all of the ugliness with the beauty that is possible within your imagination.
Yes, thank you. And I want to just say, if it's okay, that where I was going with it was all this affirmation stuff, but I can see that's creating on top of something you think is wrong. So it's like, that's not even it. It's going right through to see what else is there. So thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you. Any questions from those of you on the phone? Nothing there? Are they there?
No question.
Oh, very good. Okay. Are there any other questions here?
Yes.
I
am here with great joy because you just gave us a lot of confirmation of what I've been feeling, because I feel like there is nothing but beauty in this 3D, And even though I look at the news, I only see good news. And I walk around and I see the beauty on the expression of every individual. And I have grown to be capable to see how each individual has reached a higher potential than a month before. And then when I do it again, I see it almost in a daily basis, the beauty of enlightenment of everybody and all the nature and every single human. And all of a sudden, I forgot that I was driving to the store. And then forget about what is that I was supposed to buy because I was in such a divine space.
What's called La La Land.
No kidding. No kidding. La La Land is my last name nowadays. But the thing is,
that's such a bad place to be. But do not forget to be in the now.
Well,
that is what some of you tend to move toward. When you do this, you do not remain in the now. You allow everything to go on around you, and you're not paying attention to what is happening in the very moment. In other words, be aware. Be aware of everything that is happening around you, but have no purpose within any of it. You see?
But see, that is very difficult to achieve.
Yes.
How am I doing this? Because I find myself naturally oriented to go to La La Land because it's so joyful and it's so attractive. And
here, we give you something that may help. For this is what we do. We see all the things that are happening. We are aware of everything that is going on here on the planet through the people that are here. This is how we are aware of this. We are aware of your media and how they come through with the falsifications and all of these things. So we are aware, but we have no purpose in any of it. It is what it is. And we allow for the human consciousness, collective human consciousness, to evolve, to continue to move on. Yes, we put in our two cents here and there as we can, but largely it is all up to you. So it does not affect us at a personal level. In other words, we are not disappointed, we are not discouraged or anything. So we're saying this to you because it is the same for you if you allow it to be. See everything that is going on. Be aware. Be awake. Do not be asleep anymore. But do not be concerned about it either. Know that it is all happening for a reason. It is all part of the great orchestration of this plan that is in the works. And this plan cannot fail. It is not possible. So just be in the flow. This is what we say all the time. Go with the flow. And then everything will continue to work out as it needs to. Okay?
I am aware of that because I have seen it in front of me. I have seen it. What I also have seen is how people being in this higher state of consciousness is totally changing
Yes. The
present physicality. Am I right on
yes,
that?
Yes, it is
right.
Correct. You
and,
are correct.
And then that's the reason why I can spend more time in this La La Land, because the more I spend there, the more I change this one. Is that right?
Yes, but there is the difference here. And this is not only for you that is speaking about this. This is for all here.
Yeah.
If you sit there on your chairs or your couches or whatever, and you stay and remain in La La Land, then you will get nothing done. You will have no mission to follow through with. You see, you are all here for a mission. You are not here to go off in caves and do as we did before many years ago, where we would go off in the caves and meditate all day long. To you, that would be incredibly boring. You could not do it. But you are not meant to do that. You are meant to be in the moment now and live your lives in that moment and enjoy your lives as much as you possibly can and see the beauty all around you. And know that as you are doing this, you are going to be led and guided in the right direction to continue on with the mission and missions that you came here for.
Yeah.
Okay?
So it's a matter that balance is in that stage of trusting the system to provide the following step. Isn't
yes,
it?
Trust in the system, but also know that you are the system.
Yes.
You see?
Right. That's great. Thank you.
Yes. Another Confucius saying.
What about the saying that says, we're not in physical reality, we are. Like that one?
That is a good one. We are not in physical reality, we are physical reality. Yes. That is good. That works. You are in whatever reality you find yourself in. You see? That one takes some thought, no?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please come forward, though. We do not want to have to repeat your entire question here. Some of the questions are way too long to be able to do that.
This is about last night and the flybys.
Yes.
When everyone went inside, Scott and I stayed out there, and on the camera, I zoomed in on Jupiter, and I saw its four moons. First, I thought it was a mothership with four scout ships, but it was actually Jupiter. But then I went a little bit south, and I videotaped the same, I believe it was Archangel Michael's scout ship from the Bethlehem Star last April. And this was the same ship in the same spot, basically. But this time I was able to focus in better than I did before. And I just wanted you to comment on that particular ship, if you would.
First of all, you are correct. That was what you were receiving, what you are seeing. And it was similar to what you did the last time. And much, much more, though, is in store here. Again, if everything, the vibrations are as they need to be, and consciousness is at the point where it needs to be, then anything is possible.
Great. Thank you. Cheers.
Are there any other questions?
I have a question.
What, first of all, what is your time frame here?
Time doesn't exist. How much is the time work?
1 hour.
It exists to those of you that are here in this place and to on your phone here. It exists for you at this point.
Making fun.
Very good. We do not want to go over the time frame for the next session here. So please, when it is close to your, 1 o'clock here, please let us know here and we will release that.
15 more minutes.
Very good. Are there other questions here now?
I have a question. I have an old friend in California. His name is Harry, and he's been awakened for a long, long time, and he writes. He doesn't do computer. He writes by hand, and I type his stuff. And he talks about what he calls the state of now, pristine awareness, he calls it. Pristine, total awareness, but pristine, nothing with the past or the future pulled into it. And I wanted him to write something up that I could share with the group that is exactly to that. And it's like a three-page type, but it's big letters, and I wondered if I could read that to the group, if the group is interested, and if you approve of it.
Are you speaking of now or at another point?
Now or later or...
At another point would be appropriate.
Yeah, yeah, not now. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And what you say of the pristine now, we call the perfect now.
Right.
The perfect moment.
Yeah.
Or in the now. Are there any other further questions?
I have an offering. Hello, everyone. This is Catherine. On the topic of sin, I learned an acronym, and it's somewhat amusing when one thinks about it. An acronym is self-induced nonsense.
Yes.
Self-induced nonsense. S-I-N. Self-induced nonsense. Thank you.
The idea of sin is nothing more than your karma.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is all it is.
Yeah, right.
It was not spoken in those terms in that time. It was used as the term sin. But you know now that that does not exist in that understanding. It only exists in terms of cause and effect. And even cause and effect, karma, at this point, is no longer part of your expression in this lifetime if you don't allow it to be. In other words, you have completely cleaned out your karmic debt to yourself, not to anyone else, but to yourself in this lifetime, in coming here and doing what you are doing as your mission. But that is not to say that you cannot do something else that brings karmic debt back onto you. So clean slate for now, okay? And hopefully forever. Any other questions yet? Very good. Then we are ready to release channel, and we be back here this evening for your expression with universal consciousness and universal mind, and how to access it, and what to expect as a result of accessing it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.